Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. So I've never done anything illegal. The closest thing I've got to doing anything illegal was when I was a little girl and I would go grocery shopping at Ralph's in California with my mom, and we would walk by the meat section and there was ground beef in the little packages and it had the saran wrap over it, and I just wanted to stick my hand in the meat. I've always had a fetish with beef and meat products, and so I wanted to stick my fingers in them. And my mom would yell at me and say, no, you'll get the paddle or whatever. And that wouldn't stop me because I had to touch the soft meat. And so I would stick my finger, like, into it and see the indentation. It was better than Play-Doh. The consistency was better than Play-Doh. And I'd stick my finger in it, and then one time it broke through. And I think my mom's like, let's get the heck out of here because, you know, I can't afford to buy that meat. And so I'm running around with E. coli or whatever on my thumb. I'm running out. I think I still got in trouble. And I guess I vandalized a piece of meat in a grocery store, never paid for it. I was 3 years old. And so I still worry that the authorities are going to, you know, come back and haunt me for that one. I have been back to Ralph's, and I have paid plenty of money for their product, so I think they've made their money back, but still, I feel guilty. But some of you are thinking about, and I know you're thinking about it, I know you are, some of you are thinking about getting a fake vaccine card. You're thinking to yourself, you know what, I don't want to get vaccinated, I want to be able to travel to Europe because they're talking about passports, we'll talk about that in a little bit. And like, you know what, it's just a piece of card, it's a fixed stock, with black font, and I think there's a Homeland Security seal on it or something, and you guys are thinking that you could go to Office Max and, you know, make it yourselves, or you could just buy one. There's people out there going, here you go, vaccine cards, vaccine cards. So, don't do that. Apparently, a CVS employee was arrested for stealing cards and distributing them. I don't know how much jail time he has. Zachary Honig, 21 years old, was arrested Tuesday on charges including petit larceny. Petit? So there's like a petite mall or a petit mall seizure. So petit. Petit larceny to me means tiny. It's petite. Not that I know anything about that. And criminal possession of a forged instrument. He took 8 pre-filled vaccination cards, 54 blank ones. CVS said they fired his butt, and they're cooperating with investigators. Oh, yeah, that, I don't blame them. Authorities noted that it does not appear he sold any of the cards, but police said he intended to sell the cards to students and share them with family members and friends so they could go to venues and possibly go to school. Look at all these new crimes. The more rules government has, the more crimes that come up. And so he's in some heap of trouble. Then a bar owner in California was arrested last week for selling fake vaccination cards. Apparently, there are undercover agents out there. So if you get a call and you go, hey, Bob. Yeah, I'm Bob. You got some cards for us? And you go, yeah, that could be an undercover. That could be a sting operation. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. People are taking this stuff seriously. Apparently, they sold them for $20 each. The bar owner, Todd Anderson, was charged with identity theft, forging government documents, and falsifying medical records. I don't see any petite in that one. Then, State Capitol Police of Connecticut seized a box of fake vaccination cards at an anti-vaccine rally in April. Okay, you see, that's not where you pass out fake vaccination cards. That just probably wasn't, again, not a petite move. So the FBI is warning you guys that if you make a card and if you actually buy it, if you buy a vaccination card, a fake vaccination card, that's a crime. You could go to jail. They are not messing around. You know, I know with this whole mask debacle, where they're like, all right, well, guys, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, and now everybody's mask is off, so you don't know what the heck is going on. I understand with that, people think COVID's over. I hear that all the time. COVID's over. COVID's over. People are saying COVID's over. It's not over. And the missteps by the government on their mandates, their draconian measures, their lockdowns, and then trying to reverse and save face before they lose any more taxpaying dollars or losing people leaving their state is, it should not be underestimated as, okay, you know what? No one's looking, no one cares. It's a free for all. It's chaotic, but it's not a free for all. I seriously think that the government has very, very discreet plans on making sure that COVID doesn't come back and COVID doesn't decimate us. And I think they really, really want people vaccinated. And so somebody having a fake card, which unfortunately it should have been some sort of a computer system because they're so easy to duplicate. Somebody having a fake card can now unfortunately put you and, you know, anybody even in the country at risk. So the country's going to take this stuff seriously. So, you know, it's interesting. When I got my vaccine, I videotaped the whole thing. I wanted to put the card on Facebook, and, you know, they said not to. And so we in the media didn't put our card. We covered things up because we knew people could copy it, unfortunately. But I wanted that as proof so everybody knew I didn't get a fake one, that my card was real stuff. So that's going to be the next problem. Where if Europe does start these vaccine passports, which we're going to talk about a little bit, is anybody going to believe you that your vaccine card that is probably now, you know, kind of bent and crinkled and some soda pop is spilled on it? I have a paw print on mine. One of the cats walked across it probably after the potty box, so you could see a paw print on my vaccine passport. I think probably because my cat wanted to leave the country too. And so the cat wanted to have its paw print. But this is serious stuff, guys. If anybody says, hey, you know what? I could sell you a vaccine passport card. Don't buy it. You're going to jail, dude. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I'd like to get your opinion on the whole vaccine passport sort of trend. And initiative. Biden said he's not into the vaccine passports. Said, nope, leave it up to the airlines. The airlines are, I think, kind of getting a feel for how Americans are going to embrace that. Because the airlines have been struggling. They want to get people traveling again. I'm finally going on a flight for the first time since COVID because all the other events have been canceled. So finally, Talkers Magazine Conference is going to be happening next month, so I get to go. I'm excited about that. I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. But the concept of there being some sort of a database makes people a little edgy. Now, me as a doctor, I've been vaccinated. I haven't had COVID, so I'm fine with it. You know, I'm vaccinated. Let me do whatever. Yet, it isn't that simple. So in Europe, they're planning on not so much like a passport, but a green certificate. And this green certificate will display the vaccination status, the results of COVID-19 tests, if they have recovered from COVID or not, and it basically is kind of your, you know, little private health record that now you have to show people when you travel. From an epidemiological standpoint, yeah, some health professionals are thinking, all right, well, you know what, makes sense. We don't want to spread COVID. We want to know that if you're not wearing a mask, there's a good chance you're not going to need to, in our country, utilize the hospital system. So it's nice to know if you're vaccinated. It's a nice thing. But I just get a little nervous, and this is just me, of the overreach. And maybe it doesn't sound like overreach now when it comes to, all right, did you have your COVID vaccine or not? But if they're doing all this for COVID, then what happens when there's another super gonorrhea outbreak? Or what happens if there's a issue where, I don't know, like they had said, people with a certain blood type seem to be more affected by COVID than others. Yeah, they're more at risk. And so you start to wonder if they have that baseline and it seems benign now, what can they add to it? So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as of May 15th, in America, 157.5 million people, or almost 50% of the U.S. population, has received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. They believe 36% of our population is fully vaccinated. All right, that's pretty darn good. You know, considering we knew there was a lot of people that weren't going to get the vaccine, those are some pretty good numbers. It's not good enough for herd immunity, but those are some pretty powerful numbers. But what that also implies is over half of the country is not fully vaccinated. And you have, you know, European countries now looking at, all right, we're going to build this system where if you are vaccinated, you could come. Into our country, you could travel anywhere through the European Union. But if you're not vaccinated, you need to show proof you're immune. You need to have a negative COVID test. And I just worry a little bit about the long-term complications of that. You know, we're doing all this now based on the wild-type virus. Okay, I don't know how good these tests are with the variants. I don't know how up we are on in terms of detecting all the different variants. The Brazilian P1 variant, the B1617 India variant, whether it's 0.1 or 0.2, the California variant, the South African variant. We believe our COVID tests are good enough to pick them up. We also believe our vaccines are good enough, but they're not 100%. So we're doing all this for the wild type, the original virus, because that's what our vaccines are for, the original one. And so when is it going to be enough? You know, we're going through all this just to get our first set of vaccines. And hopefully it is enough, and hopefully we're done. But I doubt it. I think as we have more variants, as this virus decides to try to outsmart our masks or lack thereof or our vaccines, there's going to be different strains. They usually, with mutations, things get milder, but with this one, it's not so much it's getting stronger, it's getting smarter. This virus wants to live. Not sure why. And I'm not here to spread conspiracy theories, but if the first wild type was a leak, even if it was accidental, I mean, was that just a one and done? Is there another entity that's accidentally releasing more? I don't know. All I know is this is very weird. This whole process of the virus is very weird. Yeah, pandemics happen. They've happened with the Spanish flu. They've happened before. But this is just, it causes different symptoms in different people. It causes healthy people to die, some unhealthy people to not die. It causes some kids to have real weird systemic reactions, and other kids, it's no more than a little tickle in the throat. This is a very, very weird virus. So we're doing all this with the passports and all this, even though this isn't in America, this is going to be in Europe. And it's for, this is all based on last year's virus. So then what happens? Do you have to then get another booster? Do you have to then show set of immunity to the new variants? You know, we're opening up this can of worms that I hope we're being prepared for. It sounds like what we're doing is we're like, look, we're just going to dig through a tunnel, and we're going to just take that spoon and just keep digging, and whatever we find, we find. If it looks like there's two or three forks in the road, we'll deal with it when we get there. I think we need to deal with that now. I agree with the Biden administration slowing down on the idea of U.S. vaccine passports, because I think we don't realize what we're getting ourselves into. We just spoke about in the last segment how fake vaccine cards are on the rise. I don't know how many millions of them are out there. And the FBI say, look, guys, it's a crime. If you buy one, you could go to jail. I mean, they're trying to limit this idea of a fake vaccine card because they are trying to have a system that's foolproof. And unfortunately, there's already fake data out there. There's fake COVID tests. There's countries out there that aren't swabbing you correctly just so you aren't positive and they could get you out of their country. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's other countries that want your money saying, oh, you know what, sorry, you're positive. There's not a lot of trust. There's not a lot of transparency. And so if Europe is going to say, look, all right, if you haven't been vaccinated, all right, you need to show you're negative. Well, then you're going to have people then show their fake negative tests. And then they're going to come and then they're going to infect others. And this drive to have have fake cards or fake tests because you feel like your liberties are prevented is going to force people to unfortunately spread more virus. And I think maybe we need to just take a step back and go, look, you know, I mean, there's trying to isolate countries and their spread, like what's going on with India and what's going on with Brazil. Trying to isolate countries are very, very difficult to do unless you have every single port, every single highway, every single airline completely locked down. The proof of vaccine isn't enough because people who are vaccinated can still have COVID. You know, people are saying, yeah, well, Dr. Dahlia, only 5% of vaccinated people can get COVID. No, 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 no. 5% of vaccinated people can end up in the hospital and die. That's why the vaccines are amazing in terms of being 95% efficacious of preventing you from needing hospitalization. That doesn't mean it's 95% effective if you're not getting COVID. I think maybe 40, 50%. I think the numbers are way higher. If somebody's going to breathe on you, you still have those receptors. Hopefully your antibodies block the virus and fight it off, but you'll still be able to have the virus in you. That's why we saw what? In the New York Yankees, we're seeing what? 9 of them who were vaccinated show positive? And it's only because some vaccinated people are forced to kind of get tested, and that's the only reason why we know about it. The average vaccinated person is not getting tested. So my concern is when you start to kind of force these and make people freaked out that you know, they're going to unfortunately try to compensate and try to find ways around it. And the truth of the matter is vaccinated people can still spread the virus. So what's next? What are they going to do next? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court announced that it would hear a Mississippi case appealing for the right to ban abortions after 15 weeks. If the court rules in the state's favor, it would allow states to enact abortion bans, dramatically rolling back the Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973. 39 million families will begin receiving a monthly child benefit of $250 per kid, $300 per kid under six, starting July 15th. Under the recently passed COVID-19 stimulus package, the child tax credit was increased to $3,600 per child under the age of six and $3,000 per child ages 6 to 17. An army of firefighters continue to battle a suspicious 1,325-acre brush fire in Pacific Palisades, California, Monday, as evacuation orders affecting about 1,000 people remained in effect. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that one person is in custody in connection with the fire and is being treated for smoke inhalation. USA Radio News. The dirty drug test by the winner of the Kentucky Derby has New York-sized repercussions. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses in races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's five other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications found in his racehorses.
On May 14th, Medina Spirit passed all of the pre-race drug tests administered to him and was given final clearance to run in the Preakness, where the Dark Bay Colt finished third. An advisory sent out by the Federal Aviation Administration is suggesting airline passengers may be asked to step on a scale at the airport or share how much they weigh before boarding a flight. Data airlines uses to measure passenger weight to ensure safety on board may be outdated as the obesity rates in the United States has increased. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we all want to go back to normalcy. We want people to go back to work and be at their same work ethic from pre-pandemic. We want kids to get back at school and be able to do their polynomials and their quadratic equations and know how to carry the one and do everything they did prior to COVID. But this return to work and this return to school and return to normalcy is going to take some choreography, and we have a little bit of insight as to what's been going on. And joining us today with this insight is Bharat Krishna, Senior Vice President and Managing Director of City Program, and Patty Mullen, Chief Executive Officer of Brainy. Thank you both for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Dolly.
Thank you so much for
having us. Great to be here.
Wow, yeah, you guys have definitely had your hands full. So, Bharat, tell us about the city program and what have you guys been doing to kind of help people transition back?
Excellent. Well, thank you for having us. City program is a 20-plus-year-old institution. We cater to the research, higher education, and healthcare industry, and we provide online training in ethics, compliance, and best practices. And so we conducted a survey. So we have a pretty good reach into the audience we survey, we serve, and we have about 1.5 million or 2 million learners that use our program each year. And it includes physicians, nurses, faculty, researchers, students at thousands of institutions. And so as we as an organization have been ourselves sort of grappling with how do we get back to work and, you know, who's going to be comfortable coming into the office and, you know, what is the future normal look like for us? We thought we should maybe ask our customers and subscribers and learners what they're thinking. And that's sort of what prompted this survey. And I think we found some very interesting, you know, data points. Patty, do you want to jump in here? Maybe you have some highlights you want to give from the survey?
Yes, Bharat, thank you. So yeah, we had some very interesting feedback from mm-hmm. our learners that we surveyed, Dr. Dahlia. So mm-hmm. Half of our physicians, about 52%, were very optimistic about their organization's ability to return to normalcy by the end of 2021. Nurses, about 48%, very positive as well. So obviously, very positive sign when we hear our doctors and nurses who've been on the front line feeling very optimistic. Mm-hmm. You know, people are very, you know, optimistic about the vaccine rollout. The one wild card we did learn about in the survey is people do have concern about what these variants could do, how they could potentially impact people who've been vaccinated or haven't been vaccinated, and how that might impact cities and organizations getting back to normal in the coming months. But we certainly heard a high degree of optimism in terms of getting back to normal. Definitely a very good sign for us, we think.
So Patty, yeah, and Bharat, fantastic survey. But if I heard you correctly, it's roughly 52%, 48%, so it's roughly half, correct?
Roughly
yes.
Half.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, roughly half are very confident in the ability to return to normalcy, and another 30% or so are fairly confident.
Right, right, because there's the degrees. Okay. Because, yeah, I'm interested in what about the percent that isn't confident? What are the factors they're concerned about? Is it the variants, or is it, you know, people got comfortable working at home, people got comfortable being around their families?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's a variety of things. I do think that there's a part of the population that's concerned about the variants in terms of the learners that we surveyed and how that may impact going back to normal. I also think that the definition of normal is changed for forever mm-hmm. in that mm-hmm. we're not necessarily going back to normal, but we're going forward with a new normal state, which means things that were adopted during the pandemic may continue going forward, such as in healthcare institutions, a lot of the non-essential workers, meaning administrators, support staff, you know, move to like a hybrid work environment that may stay going forward. Mm-hmm. Telemedicine, which was mm-hmm. really, you know, a lot of institutions adopted that quite quickly and were very successful at that. That is going to be part of the new normal going yep. forward. So I think that's really where we, you know, see different responses in terms of people saying, well, you know, there's not the old normal, there's the new normal.
Exactly. And, you know, Patty, you with Brainy and Brad, you all, you know, being as active in healthcare as you are, that's telemedicine kind of transformed the way primary care is being done. As insurance companies are urging people to go to telemedicine first to at least get triaged. And so it's, you brought up a good point. It isn't going to be normalcy from previously. We're going to kind of be building up this new norm. And what are your predictions? What do you think is going to stay, and what do you think is going to go back to pre-COVID?
Well, I think telemedicine is definitely here to stay. I think that what will go back to pre-COVID is getting back to enrollment in clinical research. You know, a lot of research that was not COVID related was paused during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. For a variety of reasons, institutions could not handle it. Patients were not willing to enroll in research studies outside of COVID, and you're going to see that clinical research portfolio of studies, you know, starting to be implemented again by institutions, patients enrolling. So I think that will start to return to pre-COVID normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Bharat, Krishna, your predictions.
Well, I think I agree with sort of Patty's read of the situation there, certainly on the clinical trial side. I'll add just a thought on the online learning side, since you asked about comfort of people working from home and you know, whether they're sort of wanting to continue to do that. There's certainly a totally mixed response in the survey. There isn't a clear, you know, this path is going to fit. There's no one-size-fits-all. That's pretty clear for the survey. I think certain roles and certain types of functions and jobs that can be done remotely, I think they are certainly long-term going to move in that direction. And I, for one, will not complain about the maybe lower traffic on the roads if that sort of, you know, becomes a little bit more permanent. But I think on the other flip side of it, you know, online learning is a good sort of dichotomy there. I think, and I also wear my hat as a parent here as well, I think when it comes to sort of K through 12 schools and online education, you know, we asked that question in the survey as well. I think there's more of a sense that that is going to go back to more physical. And I think that maybe one of the aha takeaways from this is, you know, online everything doesn't work for every situation. And mm-hmm. I think there is a sense that and it was a little bit of a contrast where we asked the question about online learning in sort of a university or a professional setting mm-hmm. versus online learning in more of a K through 12 setting. And mm-hmm. we thought that the responses were, you know, fairly distinct there, mm-hmm. with a sense that online learning in a mm-hmm. more professional or adult setting or a university setting might be mm-hmm. here to stay. But on the K through 12 setting, it might be a little bit more a return to previous sort of face-to-face type setting.
I can see that. Fantastic. Bharat, Krishna, and Patty Mullen, thank you for joining us. And listeners, go to about.cityprogram.org. Thank you, guys. Can't wait to have you back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. Now I'm confused. All right, maybe I haven't been watching the news as closely over the past decade, but when I was growing up, if somebody claimed they saw a UFO, they were committed. People called them crazy. They said they lived in bodunk places, were high, and if they saw a UFO, they were out of their mind and lost their marbles. And this has been perpetuated in Hollywood. It's been perpetuated in books. It's been perpetuated in the psychological community in terms of hallucinations and things like that. And all of a sudden, in the last few months, oh yeah, UFOs are real. Yeah, and there's tons of them. Did I miss something here? So UFOs are real. We have unidentified flying objects. There's extraterrestrial life, we're being told. There's been now people coming out, ex-military, Israeli intelligence, American intelligence, saying, yeah, yeah, they're there. Why do we know about the 1950s? Why didn't we talk about the 1960s? I thought I saw a UFO when I was younger. I was like, that looks like a UFO. And my whole neighborhood tried to quiet me up because they didn't want me taken away in a van and put in a straitjacket. I could swear I saw a UFO. But we were taught that if you said something, or if you thought you saw something, you'd be given Thorazine or something and straitjacketed and stuck in some sort of a padded room. Well, in fact, my studio's padded, so I'm wondering if this is actually, you guys are all pretending to listen to my show, and this is my padded room that I go to every day. And you guys are like, oh, yeah, 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 you're on air. Yeah, have a good show. And I'm like, yeah. And meanwhile, there's people out there making sure I don't leave my padded room. Kind of wonder about that. So if you guys know a little bit more about what's going on, can you please share it with me? Apparently, there's a leaked Navy video that is showing a UFO off of California. And this really isn't even breaking news. Like, yeah, it's another UFO. Are you kidding me? They say a newly leaked Navy video. So, I mean, this is one on top of others. Apparently, the video was taken in July 2019 by Navy aircraft recording in the USS Omaha's Combat Information Center. It's a spherical object flying above the water for a few minutes near San Diego before it vanishes. And military personnel said it splashed. So extraterrestrials are making a splash. Then I guess 60 Minutes had aired an interview with two former Navy pilots saying they had to investigate multiple aerial vehicles that descended 80,000 feet in less than a second. So does that mean these UFOs are dropping? Is it that they're going underwater and then going underground? Why? Is anybody looking at this? Apparently we credit President Trump. President Trump, with his legislation, I guess made this happen. You know how whenever they pass a bill, there's also sorts of extra stuff in it? So I'm being told that the $2.3 trillion appropriations bill had this legislation where President Trump wanted the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2021 to have a provision that disclosed advanced aerial threats. So thanks to President Trump, we now get to learn about all these UFOs, and this has been kept from us for so long. And like I said, we've been made to feel, my guess is there's more, because we all made to feel like we'd be going to the funny farm if we said that we saw something. So the stipulation mandated that the Director of National Intelligence work with the Secretary of Defense on a report detailing everything the government knows about unidentified flying objects. Thank you. This is known in agency lingo as unidentified aerial phenomenon, or here we go, anomalous aerial vehicles. Now, maybe the reason why this is coming out now is because we have Elon Musk putting stuff into space with SpaceX, and he's working on flying cars and all sorts of stuff, that maybe the government's like, you know what, before we have American stuff going on in the air, before we even get that variable started, let's just disclose what's going on in our atmosphere or what we're seeing, because the last thing we want is to mix up any of that with an American man-made sort of man-made versus alien-made. I'm sorry, person-made. Person-made. So, Trump also wanted a detailed description of an interagency process that will ensure all data can be gathered and analyzed across the federal government. The report can document sightings from all over the world. Okay, they say there are instances where we don't have good explanations. Okay, I like all this legislation on data gathering, but can we also spend just a little bit of time on defense? I mean, what are these UFOs? Okay, if we really are having UFOs, I'm assuming there are bad aliens or bad entities checking us out. You know, I used to nude sunbathe. I don't do that anymore. And the reason why I don't do it anymore is because I thought I saw something flying overhead. It was before the drones. Well, now I just don't want to scare an airline pilot and cause them to crash. But before, when I was cute, I was like, I don't know who's checking us out and taking aerial footage and all that. So I don't do that. So now I have tan lines. So this is now the new norm. We have UFOs. It's accepted. Government knows about it. It's on 60 Minutes. I guess when it gets to 60 Minutes, it's a thing. So unidentified flying objects are a thing. Who's flying them? What are they doing? They're just dropping into the water? Are they trying to live underground? What planet do we think they're from? Do they have COVID? Are they wearing a mask? I mean, what is this? What do we do next? I mean, this is so weird. It was almost like it was just dropped on us going, yeah, guys, we have UFOs. Is it a distraction? Is something else supposed to be happening? Trump was gifted in the art of distraction. He'd tweet something so the media would jump on it, and then all of a sudden it makes some foreign policy. And everyone's like, well, when did that happen? Well, it's because you guys were all talking about something he said. So maybe he was working on something and this was a distraction, but we're getting told about this now. And so what, if it is a distraction, what are we being distracted from? And, okay, things are declassified, now what? If the government has known about these, do we have a missile system? Do we have a gun? How do we protect ourselves? This is, to me, a little frightening. Maybe it's because I've always been frightened by outer space, and that Superman 2 movie back in the 80s kind of scared me because General Zod and his people were, like, you know, making us die on the moon. But I don't know. So if you guys, you know what's coming next or what we should be doing. I mean, I'm not a big prepper, but if we're being told that UFOs are a thing, yeah, guys, what else is new? And it's not even making new headlines. Somebody needs to clarify what the heck comes next. All right? Because I just don't think I could sleep at night knowing that we have UFOs. I guess. 1-877-DR, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.